RestoreOfTheHeartland.com.
And Kathy Dawes again, along with Kansas State University Provost and Senior Vice President April Mason, 537-1350. If you want to call in, we want to talk about the eclipse because I know Kansas State University recognized it. Hard to believe it's been, you know, over a week ago now. There was so much excitement about it, but things went well on campus.
Absolutely. I have to back up a little bit. I was actually reviewing this after the eclipse event. Last October 2016, I received an email from Dr. Chris Sorensen in our Department of Physics asking me about canceling the first day of classes on August 21st, 2017, because there was going to be an eclipse. So I got Chris on the phone and we chatted, and I tried to convince him that I'd seen a total eclipse of the sun back in 1979. I was about four at the time, actually. I was in graduate school. Some people don't believe me here. I was in graduate school, actually. But Chris said, you didn't see a total eclipse of the sun. And I said, well, I'm sure I did. I was outside. There were physics people helping us look at it, safely. And he said, no, you didn't see a total eclipse. And he convinced me that a total eclipse, I mean, totality, is completely different than what I saw. And I think he's absolutely right. So I went actually to the Board of Regents meeting and talked to my colleague Provost and said, do you know what's happening on August 21st, 2017? None of them did. And I said, it's an eclipse and I've been asked to cancel classes. And they all looked at me like, I don't know, like I had purple hair, which is probably appropriate, but I just couldn't get anybody to get excited about this. But Chris and his whole department continued to talk to me in a very respectful, very collegial way. And ultimately, what we did is, with the help of our undergraduate coordinating committee, suspended the attendance rule for the first day of classes. Because if a student normally doesn't attend class the first day of classes at Kansas State, their registration is dropped. And there was big concern that if a student chose to go see the eclipse, then they might lose their registration. We didn't want that to happen. It wasn't a carte blanche not to go to class. It's just that you wouldn't have your registration dropped. I stayed on campus. I watched between some clouds and some raindrops a partial eclipse. It was not totality. And Chris and many, many others went to places north and east to experience totality. I think at the end, my comment is, April 8th, 2024, I'm going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana to experience totality. I have family there, and we've already told them we're coming to visit.
Well, and no doubt. I mean, I think a lot of people that did actually go a little bit farther north and got a real good view of it. I mean, I heard all kinds of comments, saw some fantastic pictures. Kudos. You mentioned Chris Sorensen. He was very helpful to us. We had a good interview with him that we aired that morning of the eclipse, which we had pre-recorded because I know he was pretty busy that day. But he was so helpful. And I know the Discovery Center especially mentioned, I think they had a record-breaking group show up for his lecture there, too. So
I hear, and I understand he called me out and told people that Provost hadn't seen a total eclipse. She wasn't in totality, and he was right.
We can always learn, and I'm with you. I think I'm definitely going to plan on that future one after some of the things that I did here. So a lot of exciting things, of course, going on in the university. We have just a few more minutes, too, 537-1350, but so many different ways we can go. I mean, we talked, obviously, about 2025. I don't know if we talked as much about research. I know that's a continuing effort that you really hope to to pursue and being able to continue to get some of those grants.
Well, our expert in this area is Peter Dorhauter, Vice President for Research, but as a researcher myself, you know, it's a little harder these days to get federal funding for research activities, but we continue at Kansas State University to be very successful, and that is because of the great work of our faculty. We are exploring other ways of funding research, and we're working with corporations, foundations, different industry partners, and really not saying, woe is us, that it's getting harder from the federal government. We're looking at other ways of funding research. There are limited numbers of state funds, but our faculty are incredibly competitive in putting together very, very good research proposals and then working to get them funded. And I'm very proud of the fact that our extramural funding for research and scholarship has continued to go up. Now, there are a lot of kinds of research and scholarship that are not reflected in those extramural dollar funds. We have research across our campus in areas that does not attract money, but attracts notice, peer review, special showings. It's very exciting to see the scope and the range of research and scholarship that's represented by our faculty at Kansas State.
And while we're talking about money-related issues and the, you know, research, how much it costs, that kind of thing, budget didn't end up quite as scary as it appeared to at the beginning of the year. I guess the state legislature came through a little bit from what President Myers said a few weeks ago.
That is correct. What happened in the end was some of the cut that we've received in the past was restored, restoration money. And that is the plan for next year as well, which was greatly, greatly appreciated. We did work through the legislation that provided raises for staff. The way the legislation was written was a little difficult for us, but we worked through that, and I'm very happy that we were able to provide 2.5% increases to salary for our faculty and staff who have unfortunately not had increases of any substantial amount in some time. So we're very pleased we were able to do that.
A little calmer on campus this year construction-wise. I mean, there's some things going on, but nothing like it was the year before.
I liken back to two summers ago when you couldn't get there because there was a big hole for the chill plant installation. And now I walk down from in front of Eisenhower Hall down to Leadership Studies and look at that beautiful pedestrian area. One of our students actually that spoke at the convocation last week said that he brought his new boss on campus, and here he was a graduate not that long ago, and he was going to drive his new boss to Anderson Hall and found out that the road was no longer a road. And he said, boy, was I embarrassed. I haven't been gone that long. When did that road go away? So we do. We've calmed down in terms of building. Of course, NBAF is going great guns. But we have opened our engineering building, our business building, and come October, I think it's 13th, I hope I have the right date, we'll be having the grand opening of our Seton remodel, that whole complex for architecture, planning, and design. That college has worked tirelessly, and our dean, Tim DeNoble, has just made it happen with so many other people, and I'm really excited to see the final result. I saw it before they started, I saw it mid-time, and I'm looking forward to getting in there when they're more settled.
A lot of excitement on campus, New Year. As you said, the convocation went quite well. Just any other thoughts about the beginning of a new year? And
It's funny, we don't start our new year in January. We start our new year in mid-August, and it has been a great start to the academic year. A great batch of new students, great batch of returning students, new graduate students. We have more new master's and PhD students, and we're just excited to continue that momentum and work with the great people at Kansas State University.
Anything else to add? And I know we definitely plan to get you on one more time before you're through in June, but anything else?
Well, I bet you need to say that I'm wearing a beautiful purple dress today. It is more than a color, and I liked it before I got to Kansas State, but it certainly means much more now.
I have my purple bracelet on, so I wore the right one. And again, it's been a pleasure to have Kansas State University Provost Senior Vice President April Mason with us today. When we come back, Joanne Sutton, Phil Anderson with the Manhattan Housing Authority will be joining us. You're listening to In Focus.
You know what I learned today, Kathy?
Huh?
That April Mason and I were born in the same year, 1975.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist.